Hi, I'm Annie Chin.
Hi, this is Michael Waits.
And I'm the third wheel, Colin Hodge.
Hi, my name is Sarah. And one word I would use to describe my funniest date is ghosting.
Ghosting?
What?
Exactly.
Ghosting?
I'm like the mother of ghosting.
Here. Oh my God, that's the one word I never thought you'd say, ghosting.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
I have so many stories. Well, it's not just me, it's the guy as well. So that's why I have to ghost them, because it's so awkward sometimes.
Go ahead, tell this story.
Okay. That's the time, like, of course, I met a guy in, like, on an app. And then, like, okay, we talk. And then I find that, okay, maybe it's time that we can meet. So we will decide to go to a museum. And then, of course, once you browse on the app, hey, this guy looks like decent and everything. Like, when I was there, the gallery, and then I was looking for this guy for so long.
Wait, so how do you judge whether the guy looks decent or not? I mean, he's just posting a picture of himself, right?
Yeah, like, I have my standard.
You have your standard. Okay,
go ahead. Like, okay. Maybe like, okay, some white guy, okay. And then I was at the gallery and he was texting me. He is here as well. So I was like, looking at my phone and look at his photo as well. I was like trying to look for this guy. But apparently there's no guys around that looks like that.
But did he say he was there?
Like, pardon?
Did he say he was there?
Yeah, he said he was there. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I cannot find him anywhere. And then I asked him, like, what shirt color are you wearing? And he was like, black. And I'm like, there's only one black shirt guy there.
Security guard.
Actually, yeah, a guy in uniform. No, Colin, no. The thing is, like, he doesn't look like the photo at all. That photo must be taken, like, let's say 5 years back, and he's completely changed now. But okay, I tried to be polite. I tried to be polite, and then like, okay, we went to get a ticket and like walk around the museum and everything.
Wait, so that was the guy. So you found that guy in the black shirt, but it was looked like a completely different guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
You still said, never mind, I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I try to be polite.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many like awkward moments. Like he just asked me, do you know this artist? And I'm like, not sure. And then I'm just like, because I appreciate more like other type of art than what he like invited me to go see.
Right.
So I was trying to like get myself out. The worst thing I did was like, I have smartwatch. So I have my phone ring my, like, no, I have my watch ring my phone. And then I pick up the phone and then, hey, I have to go now. It's very urgent family matter.
Smart.
The self emergency call, is that what happened here?
Exactly, but it's actually like my watch just call my phone. It's like a find my phone.
Clever.
Function.
God.
Yeah. Just like to get out of this. Yeah. And then of course he was trying to text me and everything as well. And since I'm the mother of like ghosting, so I just disappear. Like I delete all the app and chats and everything. Yeah, not as bad. Like I block him as well. Yeah, like every like possible ways. Yeah, that he can't communicate back.
Was he that bad?
Doesn't look like the photo at all. And like the how to call it? It's more like the mindset that he has. It's not aligned with what I want to go or talk further. Yeah, and I'm very judgmental.
You know, right from the beginning.
We talked a little, like, we talked on on the app already, but okay, maybe I can just give him a chance.
Got
I gave him the chance. He lost the chance.
I gave him the chance and he lost the chance. But you call yourself the mother of ghosting. So is this something that you do a lot?
Exactly. That's not the only story I have though. Like
for ghosting like
people.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I think I've only done that once in my life. That's amazing. You couldn't even give the guy. Can I ask you this though? What kind of date is at a museum? Colin, have you ever been at a date at a museum?
I probably would have ghosted them too. That sounds boring as hell.
I don't think I would have accepted the date to the museum. Annie, have you ever been to a date to a museum?
No, and I'm not planning to.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if Magic Mike asked me, I wouldn't go on a date to a museum.
I would prefer Magic Mike, though.
Yeah, the preference, I understand.
Yeah.
But the location, I don't get.
Sarah, we have a surprise for you. This man that you ghosted at the museum, he's also joining us today.
No way! No way! No way! No way!
Wait, but why do you
Are
ghost?
Are you sure?
No, he's not coming. But okay. Why do you ghost?
I feel like it's have to be something that's just like click, but it doesn't at all.
So you just walk away.
Just walk away, yeah. I didn't just walk away. I told him I have like family emergency. So.
Do you think he bought it?
I don't care.
So, Sarah, how many people do you think you've ghosted in total? Are we talking hundreds, thousands, millions?
Oh my God, just thinking.
It's only a billion. I'm kidding. No, actually, like for me, I don't go, like, I don't date a lot. I feel like because I've been working like quite busy. But like, of course, from time to time, you have to go on a date just to like spice your life up a little. Yeah. So there's another story that, okay, I went on a date with this guy. We went to rooftop bar. So yeah, it's much better.
That's
we
a
have, like,
better
alcohol
start.
Alcohol involved and everything. Like we talk and then, yeah, he looked like the photo on the app as well. So that's a plus. Yeah. And then like, of course, after a while, it's like the conversation is like getting intimacy. So after that, I feel like, okay, I'll go back with him to the hotel room. Okay, because he doesn't live in the same country as I do. So I went back with him and of course like we start like kissing and everything and then
what is everything? Hold on.
What do you mean? Like of course we like starting to take our like clothes off and then I
wait and then you found that he has a small dick.
Oh,
right? Oh my god! Oh,
wait, am I allowed
exactly.
to say this?
Exactly. You know what? I will call this guy Thumbelina.
Oh my god. Ouch.
Exactly. So what I did was like I told him that my stomach doesn't feel good at all. So I hide myself in the bathroom and then like for so long, like 10 minutes, like keep pushing like the toilet. Like flushing it.
Did you ask yourself, like, if I go out there, I don't know what to do with that thing because it's too small? Like, what if I can't find it? Did you ask yourself that kind of question?
Can I use magnifying glass?
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm mean. So, and then, like, after I went out of the toilet, I was like, I really need to go. Like, I can't. Like, I have to go. I feel so sick. I have to go like so bad.
And what did he do? Did he cry?
No, he didn't cry. He's like quite mature enough. So I left and then like he was texting me, "Hey, are you okay? You're feeling better?" Okay, I politely replied, "Yes." Okay, but after that, I ghosted him. So once he came back to like the country I'm living in again. So he was like, "Hey, I brought you like some wine." Like great quality one. Should we like meet again? And I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to get myself sober. So like on weekdays, I'm not drinking. And it's a weekday. Yeah. Actually, I drink almost every day. Yeah. And then, like, of course, I delete everything. I delete his app. Like, I delete the app. I delete his contact. But the thing is, I forgot to delete his number on my phone. So this is like a couple of years later. I have the new app, like the chat app. And then this, since I forgot, so every contact was imported. Like,
right. Into the app without you asking for it.
Exactly.
To be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's notification sent to those people.
Yeah, I know. So if you're using a specific chat app, it says, oh, this person has now joined your app.
Correct. And I'm like, I didn't realize that.
You like, almost said the F word there. You almost said it. I saw you. You were like.
And then like he like say hi back to me again. And he was like, yeah, Sarah just joined this app. And I'm like, fuck no, I forgot about you already. Shit. And the first thing he said, like, from your profile picture, your hair's so long now. Can I see your photo now? I'm like, dude.
Oh, is your dick longer?
Ouch.
Possibly, poor Thumbelina.
Possibly.
Yeah, poor Thumbelina.
But shouldn't you be proud if like someone masturbates to your photos?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
So I think Sarah, instead of calling yourself the mother of ghosting, you are the queen of ghosting. And frankly, I cannot thank you enough for sharing the second story with us. Because the compilation was amazing. Thank you so much for that. That was awesome, Sarah.
Well, I'll try not to ghost people in the future.